connection with the higher status or substance, then we have to dedicate. We have to serve him. We have to work for him. He is for everything. We are for him. We have to understand clearly that we are not independent absolute. We are all dependent, small. So, a part of the whole, as a part of the organic whole. So, we must connect with the higher center without any prejudice. Bhakti mukti stha, prejudice. All prejudice should be ignored, and we shall cast through our sense for the pleasure of the highest substance. We have to understand this. Die to this, to sacrifice, yoga. Yoga, sacrifice. That is the main thing. Sivanmukhi jivado. We have to understand we are a lower creature. So if we have to mix the higher substance, for that we have to sacrifice for the interest of that. We shall be trained to work for the satisfaction of the higher master, our Lord. Sivanmukhi, this is all important thing. If we want higher association, then we must do for them, not that he will do for me as a servant. Though we find in the higher area the Absolute poses himself as if he is a servant of his father, of his mother, in this way, of his consort. All these things we find. But mainly that is in a dream of higher sanctuary and higher sacrifice. So we shall prepare ourselves for the highest serving tendency by the help of the proper agent, with the help. Otherwise it cannot be had anywhere and everywhere. It is very rarely found in this plane of exploitation and renunciation. Even not very easy to find in the calculative service, plane of calculative service. The direction, throwing oneself into the ocean of sacrifice for the Supreme Center. We are part, we must work in consonance, in harmony with the center. The center is there, and this, according to the dictation of the center, we shall try to put ourselves active. This is long and short. Sacrifice, service, we have to be trained in. And more sacrifice, more, but deeper will be our sacrifice, and then in deeper way we will be connected with that highest absolute. And proper scripture and a proper guide.
David. Can you tell you, gentlemen, David?
David, too.
What I see, I see.
কালকে নজন এসেছে ওরা, ওদের সব ইয়ে করলেন এবং তার আগে যারা এসেছেন তারা সব কিছু কিছু ছিল দিয়েছেন। আপনি কিছু ওদিকে ব্লেসিংস কিছু
অ্যাকসেপ্ট your contribution on my head and I am satisfied that this money means energy. Your money means energy. Energy may be utilized for many purposes, but this time it will be utilized to create an atmosphere where from we can have some understanding of our highest prospect. We are wandering aimlessly, that they are attracted by fleeting things. We are following from time immemorial, we are falling behind the charm which can give some immediate satisfaction with some reaction, either enjoyment or renunciation, both harmful. Engagement which will take reaction. Happiness that will bring in its return, in its retinue, affliction. That is undesirable. And to be disappointed and to give up all engagements, that is also nihilism. So to avoid this, to have a positive life, healthy, positive life, which is possible. This is given by the Vaishnava Acharya. We have engagement in an organic whole, and that is eternal. And that, not as duty, but the labor of love, river of love that is proposed to us. If we can understand and accept them, then we can have a very high solution of our life in all detailed points. The wholesale satisfaction we can get coming to that particular center as Mahaprabhu directed, as Krishna. Krishna, reality, the beautiful, the Lord of love. Heart is the main thing within us. Neither our power nor our knowledge or intellect. Heart is the main thing. Which satisfied, everything may be satisfied. Knowledge and energy cannot do that. So Mahaprabhu told that transaction, recommended the transaction of the heart, satisfaction. Heart's satisfaction is real substance of satisfaction. So transaction of the heart with the supreme entity, the absolute center. So much so that we belong to him fully. Tumi bina karu nahi hi radha raman. We wholesale, we are like property. We are not person. As we are thinking, we are masters, we are enjoyers, but really that is not the truth. The Supreme Person is there and we are rather property, the doll of play in his hand. And thereby we can get out with that, have the help of that conception, we can get up all sorts of entanglement, temptation. That you are Lord, you are Master, you enjoy us, the proposal of the world is as a falsehood, a hoax. From this hoax you want to be released forever. Then Mahaprabhu says you consider yourself to be a property playing in the hand of the absolute there, the Leela Maya, for itself. Hegel says, reality is for itself, he is for himself, otherwise he is not reality, not absolute. So we are for him, and he is at the same time correspondingly for us, wholesale. Like that sort of transaction recommended by Mahaprabhu, for that he himself came, that Krishna himself came to take us in his domain in this way. Gyan Shunya Bhakti, knowledge less devotion. Take risk. The wholesale risk to go home. Go back to God, back to home, home comfort. That we may not care to take our own interest, but the paraphernalia, that will do welfare for us automatically, home. All, besides, they will come to help me. If I neglect my own interest, they will come and they will enhance my interest. That is home. So, back to God, back to home. The home comfort, that reliance, that confidence, we can get. That is the satisfaction of the heart. So, heart transaction, giving wholesale, and you also get wholesale in the corresponding way. So, in your transaction, you are finite, you are small, but that does not matter. If you can come in affectionate relation with the Absolute, then you can get the help of the Absolute. Once in Bombay lecture, as Guru Maharaj told, suppose a girl, she has nothing. But if she is married with a prince who has got everything, through this relationship with the love with the owner of the earth, she can also demand the whole thing is mine. Do you follow? So through love transaction, we can have such a position in the center that the whole thing that is the center has got, we can claim that they are all mine. All mine. So, being finite, we can get the chance of the advantage of an infinite life through love, it is possible, not otherwise. So such hopeful and divine and helpful tidings given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in this highest development history, scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam. So, I am happy that so many of you have come to such a point where from you can be a pilgrimage to that great divine holy place, back to God, back to home. So this loving Lord, and very soon one book is being published by Goswami Maharaj, and you come here, the Lord's loving search for lost servants. So Lord himself, he came to search for loving servants as Sri Chaitanya. Himself he came with his party and did such a relief work here, and we are also, anyhow, through his agents, got some connection with that and trying to carry out to every door. Jarena Kotari Koha Krishna Bodhis. And I feel that in my old age, such sort of beauty has come to me. And I anyhow, with the help of so many friends, I am trying to give that connection by which I also may be benefited by helping you. I also may be helped by the Lord. By mutual connection, we can go towards that happy home. So, energy with which you have come here, that I hope will be utilized for this good of us all, and the absolute good. Here I declare to me, Panchara, you are. By the grace of Guru Maharaj, and also somewhat by Swami Maharaj, he also spread in the Western countries in a very wide way, and as a result of that, you have come to this poor person. Yes. So I have some gratitude for Gurudev as well as Swami Maharaj also. His photo you may find here, along with he loved me very much, very much, intimate friend. Well, I can attack. I am not feeling well. Still, you all have come so from so far, country with so much energy. I came before you, and what I have to say, I have to say something. I rest before you. Now I want gold. Gold, ki jai. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vyasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Bhakti Sundar Govinda
Maharaj ki
jai.
One thing I also want to make clear to you, that you are already experiencing this personally, that I am invalid, and as I have thought fit, I have selected my representative, this Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj, whom I think is a quite a fit person for this purpose. If you got any faith in me, at the same time I request you to have same faith in him also. Sincerely I am placing before you all that you should accept him fine properly, and you won't be disappointed. You will be gainers. This is my request to you. Gaur Govinda Sundar Bhakti Maharaj ki jai. Govinda Maharaj. Chale, I can talk. The meaning and its substance, that one boy, he in the Maratha district, he met a girl in some jungle in the banks of the Riva Reba. They are united there. Now, in a good moonlight night, and the season was also spring season, very favorable. Again, that girl and that boy, they are married, and again they are meeting, perhaps in their home in some place, married, and they say that what her pleasure we felt in that when we were first united in the jungle of the Rewa River, that was a very happy night. But we both are the same girl, same boy, and that's very season, spring season, and moonlit night, so many flowers also getting sweet scent, so all common, but that pleasure we do not feel at all, what we felt in the first union. This is the part of a true Sanskrit poem, and Mahaprabhu dancing like a madman with the party, uttering Jakko Umarohara, Jakko Umarohara. Outwardly, this is a nasty union of the girl and the boy, but Mahaprabhu's purpose, his mark is towards Vrindavan. And Rupa Goswami came that year and he heard the shloka. Only he shloka ratta jane akala sharup. Only Sharup Damodar, who was the incarnation of Lalita Devi, he understood the part of this shloka. But anyhow, that year Rupa Goswami has come. And Rupa Goswami heard that shloka, and a parallel shloka he composed himself. And he has written in a plantain leaf and put it in the heart, on the touch of the heart. Mahaprabhu, when going to take bath, he met a Rupa Sanatana, anyone in Haridas Thakur's place. And suddenly he put his eye upwards and found something written in a plantain leaf. He took it and found, I chanted that shloka of an epic ordinary. And this parallel shloka has been composed by Rupa. Rupa, by the time he gone to take bath in the sea, then Mahaprabhu, reading the shloka, Priyasoyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milita Tatha Hamsa Radha Tadidam Vayosrangamar Tatha Panta Khedan Madhuri Murali Panchama Jushi Manami Kalindi Purina Vivinaya Spriyati Priyasoyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milita. In Kurukshetra, after was occasion of this solar eclipse, so many persons from different countries come to take bath in that particular lake, holy lake. And there Krishna came and he met with Radharani. After once Radharani says that Krishna, and I am also that Radha, and we were united there. But my heart was always drawn by the paraphernalia of Vrindavan. Priyasoyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milita Tatha Hamsa Radha Tadidam Vayosrangamar Tatha Pantakhidan Madhuri Murali Panchamadhusi Manomi Kalindi Purimi Vivinayaspe. The environment has got its own charm, special charm. So that was in the mind of Mahaprabhu, and outwardly he was chanting that particular poem of God. Then Rupa Goswami came from Sivat, and Mahaprabhu told, how you could know my heart's feeling, sentiment? How you could feel my inner sentiment? But he put a slap on the back of Rupa. As Rupa Goswami found himself, thought that he is very fortunate to get a slap of Mahaprabhu. Then Haridas Thakur told, Narsarup Damodar told, yes, he knew he could read your heart by your own grace. You have given him so much blessing, extended grace to him, and by your grace he has known all these things. It is clear, otherwise none can get it. In this way. But the Hungarian garb, Russian garb, he was putting Vrindavan Leela. Hari Krishna Mahaprabhu. Anyhow. Sudhir Goswami. And Avadhut. Avadhut Maharaj.
Paramadvaiti will come tomorrow.
Yes.
Sudhir Goswami. Aurangzeb Maharaj has done a marvelous thing. I am very, very satisfied to hear that the London Mart is released from bank mortgage. And it is glittering in its own glory. Glory, 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 glory. Not only that, you have sent a handsome quantity, money, for the expense here. You see that there is another building, that big building, all the souvenirs in Hapani also, Govinda Maharaj, he's
purchased their own building.
Much
expanding.
Expanding of the
extension of the accommodation here, there. Arun Maharaj already saw Hapani.
Hapani, I
saw.
Many times. Not recently, though. I haven't been here for 1 year.
But
many things changed.
But not like Dharadhar, he came by swimming in the winter season, swimming through the Ganges.
Is it volcanic energy? You said he has volcanic energy. He never stops, Dayadhar.
Yes.
Dayadhar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Dayadhar not will come this.
Javasama is hating each other, right?
Again?
Dayadhar,
Javasama is hating each
other. Walk. By walking, he went to Hapania, and when coming,
swimming.
In the winter season, he fell on the Ganges, and by swimming he came. And then it's only 2 miles back, he came up on the bank, and then came here. That was that night.
He killed here. Dhuan.
Ashtya. Rather, I'm sorry. Dhuan. When Bandukas were born.
No. Dhuan
mane, ash diye se na ki.
Mala? Mala?
Mala. Arunya Maharaj, I'm dekhti bati me choke. Jai Gaudhari Gaudhari Jai
Gaudhari
Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari
Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari
Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari
Gaudhari Gaudhari Gaudhari
Hare Krishna.
You're always taking care of all the devotees.
Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna. In his eyes.
Since I was here last, now two new buildings.
Huh?
Since I was here last, there are two new buildings here.
কি বলছেন?
গতবার এসে আমি দুটো নতুন বিল্ডিং দেখেছি, এবার আরো দেখবে
নতুন দুটো, মানে ওটা ওটা
ওটা হাফ ডান,
ওটা হয়েছিল
হাফ ডান, আর দিস ইজ ফুল থার্ড ফ্লোর, থার্ড ফ্লোর নট ফিনিশ, ফ্লোরিং অলসো রাফ.
And this big hall, dining hall, prasad, prasad distribution hall.
There are thousands of
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Two storage.
Two storage.
Two storage only.
The foreigners maybe they are served on the first floor and the ground floor for the local public. Rabindranath's plan is like that.
I heard.
Narayan Maharaj has a projector lamp. Projector lamp. I am not going to show you a slide. Slide.
Slide.
Slide. Slide. Gaur Lila, Krishna Lila, Guru Lila. I am not going to show
আজকে কাগজে আবার আমাদের উৎসবের কথা দিয়েছে, দেখেছেন
উৎসব হবে সেটা দিয়েছে 27th October, the festival.
Festival.
Guru Maharaj, your health is good?
Huh?
How is your health?
Health is not well. Gradually decaying. Sometimes, this morning, I was very bad. I felt this due to gas, perhaps. Very weak. Blood pressure also. When weak, then taking medicine, this or that, I was workable again. And in this way, I was going on.
You look very good, and you sound good also.
Yes, I got a good job, yeah.
Bony, belly. Belly. That is your Boro Brihaspati.
Happy, outwardly, none will believe that I am suffering. A good figure.
Not only good figure, now you are well, Maharaj.
Gotobar, I mean, kotha bolte parini na.
Last year you cannot.
I was more
stop, just
down.
But Krishna, this Krishna. Year.
More wakeful. Awake.
You're giving life to the oysters.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
When the devotees heard that you were in good health, everyone was very happy.
Huh? It is natural. They have got affection towards me. So, they were all happy hearing that I am improved a little.
But that is your affection towards us.
You are coming direct from London?
Yes, from London. Sagar Maharaj is there?
Eh? Sagar Maharaj in the mount?
Yeah.
And Dayadhar outside?
Dayadhar outside. He has his business he is running.
Running business?
Yeah.
Making a press?
Well, no, typesetting business, yes.
Typesetting,
yes. They work every evening on the book Prapanna Jivanamritam. And then Sagar Maharaj, he stays in the mat, and some other devotees also stay there who are helping him collect for the book. So he is there now, so things are stable.
Here after I shall hear from you in detail.
Yes.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Road, Hari.
Are you tired very much?
Managed to collect funds in America for discovering a new method of preparing jersey.
Yes, jersey.
That jersey business.
I have New Jersey.
Huh? You have New Jersey. That is a state in America.
New type of jersey. Whiskey. The mark, the name San Jose, Naki?
No, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
That is named after Saint Francis, Christian saint. And sometimes we put some slogan from Bhagavatam on the shirt.
And that was sold like a hot cake.
Hot cakes, yes. Anyway.
Kono
Bhagwan Madan Gopal
Ambraja Vihar
Ambraja Vihar
Shama Pri Gaurangi Sri Devi
And after 43 years, I went to Hapanya. After 43 years. Achyutananda, he was at that time, he accompanied me. And some gentleman from there asked him, "What is this? We are so near, but we can't appreciate Mahaprabhu's teachings. And you are far, far, far away. You have come to appreciate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev. But we are so near Navadvip Dham. We can't approach, understand." Chaitananda answered, "Brahmanda Ramiti Kono Bhagavan Jeev." It is mentioned in the scripture that any fortunate soul in the whole of the world may come. Fortune is not very cheap in this world. The spiritual fortune of the highest type is not so very cheap. Prithivijyata Jatadagar, from any corner, one soul may come by the births together, births after birth, one moving, wandering in the world, and in course of that they may gather some Sukriti of that time. Coming in contact with the agent, one may come to appreciate and to get that sort of higher Sukriti, particular tendency towards the, that is, the, to be uncovered, totally uncovered from worldly impression for which we are wandering here and suffering from reaction. So any place, even an animal may come in connection. A man may be a demon. An animal, just a cow coming in connection with the temple and giving milk to the deities, serving, giving service. And in course of time, that cow will attain some higher position. So many of you, previously in your previous life, anyhow you have gathered some tendency, acquired towards Mahaprabhu's service, towards Vrindavan, your devotion, then of your. And so we find you together, candidates for that higher school to study. It is not always very comfortable to make journey in this life. Sometimes we are put in the test. Yudhishthira Maharaj told to Devarshi Narada, "Maharshi, Devarshi, I have some apprehension that looking to our life, no one will come to serve Krishna. Because Krishna is friend to us, Sakha, but we are suffering the whole life in the worldly sense. We are suffering in the whole life. So people will be afraid of coming to Krishna worship." Devarshi replied, "No, no, no. We know what is the value of worldly comfort and happiness. Whenever any adverse position comes to the Pandava, we think, oh, Krishna will come to the Pandava. Let us go there. Any adverse stage with the Pandava, we come to Pandava, we shall go there and we shall have the chance of having darshan of Krishna, Bhagavan." So the Guru there, and Queen Kunti Devi also wanted. Avadhut Maharaj lost his right hand, and his health is also not very favorable, like here in Delhi he was suffering. But his stand, his form in the plane of divine service to the Lord. Alabdhiva panastiva bhukkacchadana sadhani avikravamatir bhutta harimirvodhya smarit. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, he has given us this sloka. Alabdhi, if we may not have, but panasti, what we had, that is lost. What? Bhokkacchadana sadhane. Bhokkha means ordinary food, not kingdom. Ordinary food we may get, or what we got may be lost. All of the not got, or honestly what we got, that gone away. What? Bhokkha means food, achadana means clothing. Simple. And sadhana, and the occupation by which we can earn food and this we can acquire. Avikravamatir bhutta. A devotee must remain undisturbed. Hari me vadhyas marit. Is gone, is rendering service to the Lord. As a minimum demand, also if we do not get from the environment, we won't hesitate in any way to come away from the service of the Lord. This is of such types. The primary, most primary necessity, Adishan Sahib has told, to preserve and to propagate the two principles in life are unavoidable. First, to maintain one's own self by food, and the second, to propagate, producing children. The two principles in life is unavoidable. But here we are told even the first principle to preserve one's own body.